They also found that bridges can be built between these three worlds and that fourth world. The basic core of the Veda is concerning this secret, the bridges between the three worlds in which we live and the entry into the fourth world. What are the processes by which this can be done? But this is not sufficiently understood, because the Veda has been written in a language the symbolism of which is difficult to penetrate. It's only when we came to Sri Aurobindo, and because Sri Aurobindo himself has explained this, that we are able to understand now the language of the Veda in a new light, and we can understand where this process is described. The Veda also speaks of the intermediate stages between the mind and the supermind. And we can take advantage of these. It speaks of the five goddesses in a symbolic form. Mahati or Bharati, Ila, Saraswati, Sarama, and Daksha. Actually, it speaks of seven rivers. At least we know the five names, not all the seven names, but at least five names are known. They speak of seven rivers. These are the rivers which are flowing from the supermind, as it were, upon our mental consciousness. So they are nearer to our consciousness. We can touch them more easily. It is these capacities which are symbolized by these rivers, to which reference will be made here in this chapter, when we come across the description of higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, over mind. We shall see how the Vedic descriptions of these five rivers, five goddesses, are exemplified here. Mahati is the power of wideness. Wideness of which we are not capable at present. Horizonless wideness. All our wideness is limited by horizon. We can imagine further horizon, but whatever is our vision is always bound by horizon. Our widest perception of wideness is still limited by horizon. But horizonless wideness is the real Mahati, the real vastness. And when you cross the mind, it is this wideness which begins to arise. The moment you come into higher mind, you already have this ever-expanding wideness. This is one distinguishing feature between mind and higher mind. Our mind can conceive boundlessness, can conceive, but cannot experience it. The higher mind not only conceives but has lived in it. This is the basic distinction. But still higher mind has the only capacity of conceiving, as in the case of mind. Mind also conceives, higher mind also conceives. That is the link between our mind and the higher mind. So since there is a link between the two, we can understand the higher mind better, because we already have got something akin to the higher mind. Yasa Sri Aurobindo says that before we come to supermind, let us go to those planes which are nearer to us. So higher mind has one great capacity, that it can have the wideness which is beyond horizons. Therefore has the capacity of synthesizing which our mind is incapable. Our mind can synthesize, no doubt, but can synthesize at the most 100 ideas. Even that is the superhuman achievement. To be able to keep 100 ideas together and to synthesize them together would be a tremendous capacity, but not impossible. Many human beings, not many, but some human beings have been able to achieve it. We have Satavdhanis, for example, who can keep 100 things at the same time in their mind and can repeat it without any notice. You ask just like that, you first of all speak out 100 things, one after the other, and then you ask him what was this 98th or 60th or 61st, and he can answer you. These capacities are available, but they are already quite remarkable developments. But if you can combine, say, million ideas together, million systems at the same time, so since we can have some systems on our mind, we can conceive a million ideas together, although we cannot achieve it. But it is helpful to us to think at least that higher mind is something like this mind that we have got, although quite radically different. Then you have got the power of Ila. Ila is something like a power which is as different from conception as our eyesight is from conception. I can think of a table, and what is the difference between my thinking of a table and my seeing the table? What a difference is there between the two experiences? Similar is the difference between the power of higher mind and the power of Ila. Ila does not merely conceive, does not merely think. It transcends the capacity of thinking. Whatever it thinks, it sees. It does not need to think, it sees simply. When you see a table, you don't need to think of a table, you see the table. So the objects of the higher mind are seen in the mind which is governed by Ila. All seeing is revelation. When you open your eyes and see, you don't create the things from outside. They are only revealed before you. So all seeing is uncovering, not manufacturing, you are uncovering. That which was covered by your closed eyes is now revealed when you open your eyes. Therefore Ila is called the power of revelation. It's a faculty like the eyes. And the Vedic Rishi said that Ila is present in us, all of us, but latent, not developed. If you develop it, you will have the capacity of seeing million things at the same time. This was the idea of Sahasraksha. Sahasraksha, Indra is called Sahasraksha. Vishnu also. 1,000 eyes. So if you have 1,000 eyes, what will be the capacity of your being? We have only 2 eyes. But imagine 1,000 eyes. Then you can understand what is this Ila. The power of Ila is of that kind.